Hi, you're early. Come in. They've already left, so we have even more time. Let's get upstairs. Come on. Everything's ready for you in my room. You're going to love what I have planned. Do you want to play dress up or not? Good. Because you agreed to this. And remember, I can always make you. All right. Take your clothes off. I don't want to waste any time. You don't have to close the door. We have the house to ourselves. Relax. These are the clothes I picked for you to wear. I've got this lovely floral dress, which I think will make you look really pretty. This princess one from Halloween. And I have to get you in those cute shorts at some point. As for underwear, I'd like to put you in a few pairs, starting with these green knickers, and, of course, my matching bras. Now come on, get undressed. You can have your boy clothes back at the end of the day. Good. And take those socks off, too. Those aren't very pretty. I see you shaved your body, like I said. So you do know how serious this is. You know, after I walked in on you wearing your sister's clothes and you were changing back into your boy stuff, I went into your room and I accidentally saw your laptop. Forced feminization? Oh, sweetie, you've gone red. It's okay. I looked it up and it's very interesting. You said it was just innocent fun. Oh, really? And I guess your boner was also unrelated? No, no backing out now. You said you wanted to play dress up, and you're going to. I'm putting my foot down, Missy. Are you going to do as you're told, or am I going to have to give your sister a call? I thought so. You know, I've always wanted a younger sister. Ever since I was a little girl, we've been best friends since we were little. And I've always treated you like a brother. Well, now I want you to be my little sister, just like I've always wanted. Take your boy underwear off now, too. No more pretending. You are clearly a girl, and a little girl would never wear those big, nasty boxers. They look too big for you anyway. Oh, you've seen each other naked 100 times as kids, and you're my little sister now. It shouldn't be embarrassing. All right, I'll look away. Good girl. Okay, pick up the panties on the bed and put them on. You don't want me to tell your parents your secret, do you? Good. One leg at a time. Now the bra. I've had that one since I was 13, so we don't really need to stuff it. You have to put it around your waist first and do it up. Yeah, that's it. Then turn it around and pull it up. All right. I'm gonna look now. You look so cute. Now for the dress. Here you go. Put it over your head. It's lucky that you can fit into my clothes, otherwise we'd have to go shopping for some. Aw, look at you now, you're so pretty. My little sister. Come sit in front of the mirror, so I can do your hair. I mean, I'm gonna style it a little. I'm just gonna brush it first. I don't think we have to do much to it, you know? You have such a lovely hair. I'm glad it's so long. Here, a couple of these hairpins here and there. I haven't used these in a while. One here. And another one. Aw, you look adorable, sister. This is so fun, and you're so pretty. Now for makeup. We'll do your eyes first, since little girls don't wear proper makeup. We're only going to do a little bit. Enough to take away any boyishness. We'll start with this pink eyeshadow. Close your eyes. Oh, you've plucked your eyebrows, haven't you? Good girl. You did a good job, and it saves me from doing it. There we go. Stop moving your head away, little sister. Your poor pride. Now for some mascara. Open your eyes nice and wide. You have really pretty eyes, by the way. And now you have long lashes like a princess. I'll get you to flutter them for me later. Oh, don't scowl. That's not how a little lady would react to be being made so pretty. There. And that's your eyes done. Now I'll just do some really quick contouring. Only a little bit, because we want it to look natural. Good girl. Stay still. You're turning out so well, my pretty baby sister. There are a lot of things I want to do with you dressed up like this. Oh, there. You know what? I think a little bit of pink blush will do really well to add to your look. Here we go. Don't worry. This isn't inappropriate for you. Lots of little girls wear a light blush when they're all dressed up. And you're blushing anyway, so we only need a quick touch. There we go. Oh, look at you now. You're so pretty. Don't you think you look pretty? Yeah? Good girl. Hold on. Let me take a picture of you. Well, I might need it in case of the threat of me telling everyone what I walked in on you doing stops being enough. This is forced feminization, after all. No one's gonna see it. Come on. Stand up for me. Give me a smile, little sister. Come on. Aw, that's such a girly pose. Good girl. I knew you were enjoying this. I don't want you to enjoy this too much, though. Hitch up your skirt a sec. Let me check something. Oh, that won't do. It's okay if you have that. I don't mind. But those are my panties you're wearing. You're stretching them. No, you can't have it sticking out. You have to get rid of it. You can get rid of it. Go into the bathroom. No, cold water won't last. You have to masturbate. Yes, you do. Really? You really won't enjoy this as much. Well, I can't have you fighting back and acting boyish the whole day. We can take it a little slower then. Save the next outfit for later. But you have to stay in that dress. And I want you to continue to be girly, whether you like it or not. Okay. Let's say this. You get rid of your erection this time and keep being good for the rest of the day. And before the next time you come over, we can go out and buy you some panties of your own. We can keep them here. I have a spare drawer to put them in, and we can just put them in with the rest of my laundry to be washed. You're in no position to be making deals. Your sister didn't consent to you wearing her clothes, did she? Good girl. No more protesting now. Go on. I'll know if you don't, because I'll check. I'm not having you stretch out my underwear with an erection. Go masturbate.